If we're equal, why did the police have to reduce the tests, the fitness test for women to get in? Yeah, so to get into the police and to be a firefighter, you have to pass a fitness test. For women, they reduce the qualifications for that, so you can get in with like a slower running time. You don't have to lift as much weight, etc. So women
because
have an advantage.
Men are physically stronger than women.
Oh, but I thought we're equal.
I didn't say biologically equal. I said equal under the law.
So we're not.
We should be equal under the law.
But that's an advantage under the law. So in that case, the woman is biologically inferior, but has a legal advantage to get into a job for being inferior. So where's the discrimination? That's the opposite of what you're talking about.
Answer me this. Do you deny that there is a patriarchy, that they have been for a century? Centuries!
Do I deny that there's one today? Which country?
Do you
which
deny
country?
That there have been and is?
I deny that there is one today, absolutely. It's the opposite. In fact, if there were a patriarchy
today, so you think that today women are above the law, that they have more rights than men?
Yes, they get special privileges. I just gave an example to get into the police.
Firefighters.
Women don't have to pass the same tests as men to get into the police, firefighters, or the military, and so that's an advantage given to women because they can't compete with men on an equal playing field. They have to advantage the women. So that would never exist in a patriarchy. A patriarchy would ban women from the military, police, and the firefighters. Of course they would.
A modern patriarchy doesn't work like that.
Oh, a modern patriarchy. So that's not a patriarchy at all. That's not a patriarchy. That's female privileging. Why would a patriarchy privilege women? It doesn't make sense. Why would they give you advantages in a real patriarchy like in Afghanistan or Saudi Arabia? Women would not be allowed to do certain things. That's not the case in any Western country. It's the opposite. They're allowed to do everything, and they're given special help to do certain things where they don't succeed. That's a matriarchy, sounds like to me.
Matriarchy.
That seems like women are in charge.
Yeah, I know what the fucking matriarchy is. It's not, especially in the US, there is no matriarchy.
It sounds to me like when women get special advantages, that's a matriarchy.
No. Well, they don't.
I just gave an example of what they do. Women.
Literally,
women,
because the firefighters and police lower the fitness test for women doesn't mean that there is a matriarchy.
Well, it's proof that women are privileged and they get special consideration, and
women would never get.
I just gave you an example and you admitted it's true. Of course they're privileged. If men were privileged, then no women would be police officers or soldiers or firefighters or anything like that. They would just prevent women from getting into those places, but they're not. So it's the opposite of what you're saying.
Well, in today's patriarchy, women are not getting into higher paid jobs.
This is absurd. You have women running governments like in Germany, Angela Merkel. You had
Germany.
You had Theresa May in the UK. You had Hillary Clinton. You have tons of women.
Right now, I am talking about
Congress,
the U.S.,
the
not the fucking Germany.
Oh,
I know that in a lot of countries, there are female prime ministers, female.
So there's no patriarchy in Germany, just in the U.S., you're telling me?
Now I'm talking about the U.S. You literally started talking about Germany when I'm talking about the fucking U.S.
Oh, okay, so which countries have this patriarchy then?
Well, let's say the U.S. They do.
Oh, the U.S. So if there's a patriarchy, then how is Hillary Clinton able to be a high-ranking official in the government? And how is she able to run for president?
You guys have never had a female president.
That doesn't prove anything. That's so stupid. So because she didn't win the presidency, it's a patriarchy. So basically you're saying when women lose...
I'm not saying that's the only reason.
Lose,
I'm saying that's
it's
one
proof
of the
of a
reasons.
Patriarchy.
That's
so
that
stupid.
That just proves one thing.
That's dumb. That's idiotic what you're saying. So that's like saying when women, if you put like the men's football team, the men's soccer team versus the women's soccer team, and the men win every time because they're better... That's a patriarchy. That's what you're saying. Basically, you're saying when men win, in an equal competition, it's unfair and it's a patriarchy because you lose. You're not even American. What are you?
Oh, so that's what this is about.
You got blue hair. I mean, you're one of these like lunatic feminists that runs around banging on drums and shit in the street, chanting about how you want to kill babies.
She walks around in Norway banging on drums.
Yeah, you guys who like, you know, pretend to have like fucking, you pretend to like be oppressed and run around saying that you're being killed.
We don't pretend to be oppressed. Have you seen the new report in the UK where 97% of females under the age of 27 have been either sexually assaulted or harassed?
Well, I don't believe that report.
Well,
why don't you believe it?
Sexual assault has been redefined to mean anything women say that it is. So if a man looks at a woman weird, she can claim it's sexual assault. A man accidentally touched your shoulder, sexual assault.
If you grab them without their consent, if you rape them, that is sexual assault.
Catcalling is not sexual assault. Are you retarded? Are you retarded?